everyone. Welcome to English-ish. This is Ruru.
Hi, this is Kent.
So today we are going to talk about one of my favorite topics, the sales season. I think in November and December, there are several waves of sales, right?
That's right. We've got Black Friday, Cyber Monday, Christmas, New Year.
Do you have a shopping list yet, Kent? Is there any must-to-buy items?
Well, most of my shopping these days is for family and friends, but there's a few things that I'm looking at. How about you?
I already placed some orders, honestly. As a crazy yet-to-be-rich Asian, that's my favorite month of the year. So how would you say go shopping in the sales season?
Ah, that's a good question. So many phrases like hit the sale or bargain hunting are common ones that are used.
So when we want to describe something with good price, the first word comes to my mind is cheap. But sometimes I feel it can be a bit ambiguous, right?
That's right. Cheap in colloquial terms describes something that is of low quality or can be used to describe a person that is not willing to spend money. In both contexts, it has kind of a negative connotation and should be really avoided in polite conversation unless you're trying to describe someone in that way.
So if cheap means low price, low quality, how about if you want to say something with low price, high quality? What would be a better word or phrase for that?
I would say that high value is a great term to use because it suggests that regardless of the price, you are getting a lot of product for what you are paying for. Or we could say bargain.
So bargain is used as a noun instead of a verb here.
Right. We could say the boot you bought is a good bargain, or there is another idiom called bang for the buck.
So bang for the buck? What does that mean?
Interesting, yeah. So bang for the buck comes from military terms, which suggests that a bang, or the sound that an explosive would make, is correlated to the cost of that explosive. So if you're getting a lot of bang or explosive for the amount of money you're paying for it, you're getting a good deal on that explosive.
So do we say something is bang for the buck, or we can say that sales is bang for the buck?
Usually it describes a product itself. So you could say the boots I bought at the store were a great bang for the buck because they're high quality boots and I didn't have to pay that much for them.
So you also just mentioned that we can use cheap to describe a person who is not willing to spend money, right?
That's right. But we probably want to avoid using that term to describe a person unless we're trying to be somewhat insulting. A better word to use might be frugal or describing somebody as thrifty.
So frugal means using only as much money or food as it is necessary. We can say someone is frugal, or we can say this is a frugal lunch, which means there's only one dish on the table, maybe.
That's right. Another word we could use is thrifty, and thrifty means to be careful about spending money and not wasting things.
So thrifty is the adjective of thrift. A common phrase we can see is probably the thrift store or thrift sales, where you can find quite a few secondhand stuff. I remember once I went to a thrift sales with a friend and found a Max Mara suit and a skirt, and totally it cost just about $30.
Wow, that's impressive. Or if you want to use a phrase, we can say cost conscious. Cost conscious is usually used to describe a person.
So how about economical? Do we say someone is economical, or we can say some like the boots or that coat is economical?
We would usually say that someone is economical, and that would describe somebody who is aware of what things cost and is consciously trying to get the best value they can.
So do we use it more as an oral English or in the written English?
Probably more in the written English. I would say it's less commonly used orally.
So after talking about cheap, let's talk about the other side of the price, expensive.
So interestingly, expensive in this context is not actually the opposite of cheap. If we wanted to say the opposite of cheap, we might use the word overpriced or low value, or another word is exorbitant. And exorbitant means that the item that you're looking at is has less value to you than what the person selling it might be charging for it.
Got you. So we can say exorbitant costs, or that house has exorbitant rent.
Right. We can use the idiom ripoff, and ripoff is a verb meaning to take advantage of somebody. So in general, if something is of low value, but the shop owner is trying to sell it to you for a high price, we would say that that is a ripoff because the shop owner is trying to take advantage of you in that situation.
So it's commonly happened in a scam, right? When you are traveling somewhere, especially at those touristy places, you will see a lot of ripoffs, mostly like $5 for a bottle of water. We can also use ripoff as a verb here. Like the tuition fee at Kellogg rips me off.
Right. Absolutely. And another idiom here, which is even more complex and laced in history, but is highway robbery, which means a similar thing. And we won't go into too much of the background on that one. It's a long story, but highway robbery would be another way to describe someone trying to take advantage of you.
Well, that's really a very vivid way. I can imagine like someone is driving super fast on a highway and trying to do a robbery for that. So if we want to describe someone who likes to buy expensive or luxury stuff, how will you say that?
Well, we could use the word lavish, and lavish in this sense means somebody who is unconcerned with the costs and is more interested in having many very high quality and expensive things.
Well, another word coming to my mind is extravagant. Does it have similar meaning as lavish here?
Absolutely. Extravagant can be describing somebody who likes to flaunt or show the wealth that they have. And so extravagant could be very similar in this sense.
How about generous?
Interesting. Generous in this term means somebody who is willing to give to others. And you can be generous and wealthy or generous and not wealthy. Uh-huh. Generous really has more to do with one's personality and opinions on how to serve others.
Gotcha. So it has less to do with the money or price side, but more on the personality side.
Yes, I would say that's right.
All right. Are you ready for the shopping season now? Hope you can get a lot of bargains instead of get ripped off. And please feel free to give us any feedback by emailing englishishpodcast@gmail.com.
See you next week. Good luck with your shopping.
See you.